On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, BC women's basketball team at a tournament in Florida this weekend. Morgan Lee with us. Lucky Ducks go to warm weather with all this snow on the ground. Seriously, congratulations on a great game last weekend.
Thank you.
You had a career-high 22 points. Team made 14 three-pointers. You scored 100. You won by 49. If only they were all that easy, right?
Right. Yeah, we've been working really hard in practice lately, and I think it's definitely paid off, and it definitely showed last game.
When shots are falling early, shots keep falling all night, don't they?
Yes, they do. I mean, yeah, it's good to set the tone right away.
The way that your team is made up this year, you've got some injuries inside the post, but you've got kind of movable parts at the forward spot that can go inside. And how much more versatile does that make your offense as a whole with people that can play multiple positions?
It definitely helps. We have a lot of people that can do different things, and if we have injuries, I'm not worried one bit because we have a really deep team this year.
How much better do you think you are as a player here in year two than you were last year?
Definitely, there's been a lot of improvement, I think, because just a year of experience under your belt helps a lot.
Do you like your sister?
I do like my sister. Yep, I get that question a lot, but I do like her, and it's fun to have her on the team.
Is it awkward? Is it just flat out good? And doesn't it really matter since obviously you've known her all your life anyway?
It really doesn't bother me that much. I mean, we played in high school together, and my dad was the coach, so I'm used to having family on the team. So it works out perfectly.
All right. You know the game. You know the NSIC obviously better than she does. What's the biggest change for her, after this weekend you're in league play the rest of the year?
Yeah, I think the biggest change is just getting used to the speed of the game, just like I had to get used to last year. So I think once she gets used to that, she'll be fine. And I think our whole team, once we get a couple more games under our belt, I think we're going to be ready to go for the rest of the season.
Do you have any idea what to expect this weekend in Florida? I mean, Thanksgiving on the road is never good, but has Coach kind of laid things out for you already?
Yeah, both teams are very beatable, just like any team basically around the NSIC. So if we just work hard and play our game, I think we'll be just fine with two wins.
Two big rule changes this year. They moved the three-point line back. You guys made 14 of them, so I'm guessing that isn't too big of a factor. But the no-charge area right under the basket, too. In your mind, which one's the bigger change and going to cause more problems?
I think that the charge one is a good one because I think we got a lot of calls for that last year, and the three-point line doesn't really seem to affect us, obviously, since we had a lot of threes last game.
Good luck this weekend and enjoy it.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We'll have more of Midday Live coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.